Okay, here's another example. So you sign your child up for a new activity, and he doesn't want to go.
And I'd scream, "I'm not going to Taekwondo, and you can't make me. Taekwondo is stupid, and you're stupid." Those were the good old days, right, Dad?
Ah, such happy memories. But the truth is, you didn't change until I finally really listened and understood this. Casey wasn't just being a defiant jerk who made everything difficult. He was an anxious kid, nervous about failing.
And that's when I was able to say, "Dad, I know you want me trying this class because it will teach me discipline and teamwork. If I can find another activity that helps me grow and learn new skills, could I do that instead?" See, I wasn't just flat out refusing. I was acknowledging what my parents wanted, and then I was problem solving. And eventually we discovered several activities that I ended up committing to, playing ice hockey, becoming a referee, and taking flying lessons. I conducted a school assembly with a group of students in Minnesota recently, and a nice young man named Devin approached me after the assembly. He asked, "My parents signed me up for lacrosse. I gave it a try, and I'm okay at it, but without asking, my dad bought me expensive equipment and wants to sign me up for 2 summer camps as well as a summer season. How do I tell my parents that I don't want to play competitively?" I asked Devin, "Why do you think your parents want you to play lacrosse?" "Well, they think I'm going to be wasting my time inside all summer. Plus, my dad is really athletic, and I feel a lot of pressure to be like him, even though I'm more of a computer kid." "Perfect. So here's the plan. Devin, you told me you could actually build your own computer, which is really cool. So find a summer camp that will teach you marketable skills like software design and computer programming. Then talk to your parents. Ask your dad to throw the lacrosse ball around outside. Sometimes it's easier to have difficult discussions while moving. Listen, acknowledge, and own your own part. Dad, I know you've invested a lot in lacrosse equipment. You want me to be productive and not sit around all summer playing video games. The truth is that I'm just not into sports like you are, so I'd like you to consider something. I found a camp program that will teach me real-life skills in software design. That's what I'm really passionate about. I'd still like to play catch with you like this, but I'm not really into it competitively. Would you consider letting me go to the computer camps instead of playing lacrosse this summer?"
Now, I can tell you as a dad that I'd probably be disappointed, but I'd respect the honesty and the fact that you didn't dismiss my concerns. Now, I may initially resist the new plan, but I like that you have a plan. I may say yes, I may say no, or I may just say, "Hey, why don't we do 1 week of lacrosse camp and 1 week of computer camp?" Kids, show us that you're mature, be respectful, have an alternative ready. You don't have to agree with your parents and kids about everything, but be humble and respect each other. Otherwise, you're just going to fight and be miserable.